Allow yourselves to advance. Allow yourselves to be freed. So the advancement, the freedom, is already being drawn upon us. In other words, it's not something that we have to wait for, like you're waiting for a package. It's already upon us. It's already prompting us. We're the ones that want to expect it. We're the ones that want to bring it forth. And we bring it forth as we realize the truth of self. In other words, we're not the mind, we're not the fear, we're not the criticism, we're not the victimization, on and on. We're pure love. We're pure manifestation in form. And so as we will allow ourselves to have a heart, having a heart is remembering that the truth of self is stationed within our sacred heart, within our spiritual heart. So we're allowing ourselves to pass the mind. We're allowing ourselves to pass all of the information that just keeps going and going and going and just sort of circulates in a certain atmosphere. We're going beyond that constriction with good faith and allowing ourselves kind gesturing. So as you will receive your highest appointment, your highest appointment is, we have many, many versions of self in different parallel realities. So our highest appointment is our next love's arrival. In other words, the next reality, frequency, assumption of self that we are ready to aspire to, that we are ready to submit to, that we are ready to respond to. So submitting to something usually has a bad connotation. It's sort of like, well, where's my power? Where's my control? How do I know I'm going to be okay? We're submitting to our divine self. We're submitting to our I am presence. We're submitting to the wholeness where everything is already provided, where our higher self has everything already figured out for us. So that's what we're submitting to, but it requires a bit of faith because we're letting go of where we normally place our relevance, where we normally believe we are, and how we manipulate life form to rearrange things for our due pleasure. So when we're submitting, we're allowing the truth of self to escort us, to support us, to show us. And this is where we bring forth miracles. This is where, instead of like taking one square step at a time, suddenly we're promoted in ways that we could not possibly imagine. So this is where you meet the right person at the right time. Wasn't I lucky? This is where the doctor can't find the little blemish on the x-ray that they saw yesterday, because we're stepping out of time. We're stepping out of the old consensus. So we want to remember, this is what our higher self, our soul, had planned all along, because all of us, honestly, truly, they're saying, reside in a higher dimensional focus. So it's not that we're suddenly becoming something we're not. We're simply permitting ourselves to go beyond the constriction of the past, to go beyond where we were conditioned in the matrix, if you will, to sort of like put your attention here, put your attention here. And so because we have so much creative power, we did. And we dimmed our light. We forgot our halo. We forgot the truth of self. So as we will emerge, so in other words, what we're simply doing is returning to who we've actually been all along. So as we will make our adjustments, so making our adjustment is allowing ourselves to fly. When I said allowing ourselves to fly, the blue orbs that are amongst us, these are our master guides. These are our master assistants. Everybody that is aligned with this vibrational programming sequencing has master assistants, because you are that. It's very important to understand that when you're called home, when you're called to master counsel, it's because you're one and the same. So as you will arrive, it's like we have the authority, we have the will, the control So remember, when we were like, it's already amongst us, we're not waiting for a package to be delivered. It's like the package is on your table. Will you open up? The vibration, the energy is within your energy field. Will you listen to it? Will you consent to it? Will you defer to it? And will you allow yourselves to be lifted up into natural assembly? So natural assembly is you're relieving yourself of your past. You're not following the committed format. And so this is where we go beyond past protocol into our destiny. So as you will allow yourselves to fly, as you will allow yourselves to take a leap of faith, as you will allow yourselves to assume a most natural circumstance. So your natural circumstance is, remember, we have like various parallel realities of self, many, many versions of self. And what we're doing is we're stepping out of line in with good faith into our new assembly. So our new assembly is, it's us, but it's a higher vibrational sequencing of us. And this is what we're going to be doing on an ongoing basis as we reveal love inside. Because remember, we've been abiding by our false self, and we're bringing forth, whether you call, you know, your I Am presence, your Christ self. And again, when they use that word Christ self, people get a little like, I don't want to go to church. This is not I become Jesus. This is become I become the truth of self. So what he was sharing, what that energy was doing, is introducing into the collective the truth of all of us. All of us. All of us are arriving. All of us are awaking. All of us are self-revealing. So allow yourselves to be heard. Allowing yourselves to be heard is you're hearing your divine self. You're hearing your higher allowance. Now, this is going to bring us divine solutions. We're in the mind, I don't see which way to go, no matter what I do. So just imagine a rocket ship that just has that energy and the power to go beyond anything you can possibly conceive of. That's what we're doing when we step out of time. We're going beyond the old circulation to what matters. And what matters is the gift of life. In other words, we are here from various star systems coming on Earth to awaken consciousness. So the more we understand the rebirthing, the birthing of our new timelines and new associations is it's happening. It's upon us in our very vicinity, in our very brushstroke. In other words, each and every moment, we're each being stirred, we're each being consented to, we're each being guided, we're each being almost like an overlay of spiritual wealth. So who wouldn't want that? I mean, that just sounds really quite glorious. But remember, our old mind likes to be in control, likes to know where we're going, really likes to be in control. So we're learning how to bypass that and allow ourselves to fly, allow ourselves to float, allow ourselves to be risen into new engagement, new alliance of self. Because as we move vibrationally, what we call forth, everything we consider to be our outer world, is vibration. And so when we align with that new frequency, what we they're saying what we matter, and what they mean by that is sort of like what we magnetize in matter, in form, is consenting to our new offering, to our new broadcast, to our new placement. So now we understand how much authority we each have, and with that, responsibility, because we're the ones that have to pre-select. We are the ones that have to choose the upgrade. We are the ones that are bringing forth a new lifestyle. So allow yourselves to be given and allow yourselves to be consumed. When we say consumed, it's sort of like I surrender to my higher self, to my I Am presence. Again, you're not giving your will to something you don't know. You're giving your desire to be made whole. So all of you, because each of us have extraordinary giftings that we're bringing in and we're choosing to recognize. So we each have the ability to regenerate cells. We each have the ability to bring forth healing. We each have the ability to bring forth extraordinary manifestation that is going to be self-pleasuring. In other words, it supports us and it supports all of existence, because as we turn on the light within our own atmosphere, what we do is we give that permission, we give that authority, we give that alertness to everybody in the collective. So it's like a win-win. So allow yourselves to be stirred, allow yourselves to be risen, and again, in a frequency acceleration, and allow all to be aligned, meaning I don't need to have that conversation with that person I was about to call. I don't need to have that argument. I don't need to follow my old false beliefs about self. So this is where it's like you're just not going to have the memory, or it's just not going to interest you. It's just not going to interest you. You're going to just be aligned with source, where you're going to have like a better placement of your focus and time. So allow all to be given, allow all to be orchestrated, and it's being orchestrated by your higher awareness, by your I Am presence. So the more that we allow that gift of courtesy, this is where we just start moving at an accelerated pace. So we understand the energies are upon us and we understand time is speeding up, but we're the ones that are graduating early, if you will. So we want to remember that. We want to remember that things are not going to take as long as is commonly indicated. So we want to drop the mind. They're saying this is very essential. Drop what you believe, like how much time you think things take, and allow yourselves to be introduced to your new average, meaning we're all increasing our manifestation capacity, and that's going to be an ongoing occurrence. So we want to get like very flexible in realizing that we're opening up to our master consciousness and all that is at stake. So what they mean by that is like all that's available, all that's available. So just imagine like, oh my gosh, like your favorite whatever, and they open the store and they're like, have whatever you want. So it's like a good day to arrive. So a good day to arrive, they want us to leave with this. A good day to arrive, it's a good day because we're choosing it to be so. It's not about the circumstances of 3D. It's about we're opening up to our own self, our true self, our whole self. And that's what is to be predetermined, meaning that we're the ones that decide that always, all day long, every moment, every single day. And this is where they're increasing us in earnest and helping us to abide by that higher witness. So allow yourselves to be self-regulated, so allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to choose in excess. Choose in excess is going beyond the boundaries of time, going beyond what your ego believes you're capable. So you may have 5 likes on some new site and it's like, why can't you have 500,000 by tomorrow night? So this is like really just breaking the concepts of the old and allowing the quickening of your new home base to be alerted, to be exercised. So exercise is expanding your notion of self. So allow all that to be given, allow all that to be received. And so now we're offering this new awareness to one and all. That means anyone that appears, it may be someone from second grade, it may be your cousin, it may be your neighbor, it may be someone you have a lawsuit with. Allow all to be gifted, because the more that we understand we're all one, we move out of 3D to 5D in a much more fast acquaintance. So we want to offer everything that we are becoming aware of, that we're understanding, that we're assimilating to all, to infinity. To infinity is let all the countries receive, let everything in the multiverse be exposed to our new accelerated vision. Receive, receive, receive. So remember the different lifetimes that we have, we think of it as past and future, they're actually concurrent, are responding to our new glory. They're responding to our new association. So shifts are occurring in all those awarenesses as well. Easily and swiftly, easily and swiftly. Someone's asking, yes, if you have like something that happened in your past in this lifetime, it's also receiving that energy. It's also receiving that release. So you no longer need to respond to it. And you're just going to feel it. It's like it's there, but it's just not no longer necessary. It's just not something you need to consider. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.